is packing a weaker punch. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News, as it heads up the East Coast.
Post-tropical cyclone Ian, it's going to continue to weaken and dissipate as we head in through the weekend. And the winds already starting to calm down, so no longer those big concerns over storm surge as well as the powerful winds.
Fox Weather's Marissa Torres. Yesterday, the storm pounded South Carolina, inundating neighborhoods with water. Here's South Carolina Senator Tim Scott.
Stay inside so that we don't put ourselves at risk or the first responders who are literally running into harm's way to save people's lives.
No rest for rescuers in parts of southwest Florida where so many people have been trapped by rising water. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in Northport.
More than 700 people have already been rescued from the chaos caused by Hurricane Ian, and many more are in need of help as first responders go through a backlog of calls.
At least 27 deaths are blamed on the storm in Florida. Another civilian convoy in Ukraine has reportedly been targeted by a Russian strike. A Ukrainian official says 20 people were killed while evacuating the country's northeast. A similar strike yesterday killed 30 people. Russia is claiming sovereignty over 15% of Ukraine after referendums were held in occupied regions. The West condemns the move.
The rhetoric coming from the Biden White House about as zealous as we've ever seen it as it relates to Russia. A reaction, say officials, to the unlawful and unrecognized attempted annexation of parts of Ukraine by the Kremlin. Vladimir Putin announcing the annexation of four Ukrainian territories after sham referendums. That territory, Vladimir Putin insists, is now and forever will be Russian.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The leadership of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is being called into question by a fellow Democrat. Virginia Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger blasted the speaker for refusing to call up legislation that would impose tougher restrictions on stock trading for members of Congress. Spanberger called it a failure of leadership.
At her weekly press conference, Chad Pergram of Fox News asked the speaker about her future.
I'm strictly focused on winning the next election. Do you want to talk about that?
On Spanberger, the speaker seemingly questioned if there were enough votes to bring up the bill while saying her characterization was inaccurate.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Speaker Pelosi was happy to talk about yesterday's ceremony at the Supreme Court where Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson made her first appearance on the bench.
As the first African-American woman member of the Supreme Court, I think there's something like 109 members of the Supreme Court in our country's history. At long last, an African-American woman.
The court's new term begins next week. With baby formula still in short supply, foreign manufacturers may be able to keep their products on U.S. store shelves.
Import regulations were eased in May, and tons of baby formula was flown in because of a shortage of domestic supply. The market's dominated by a few companies. Now the Food and Drug Administration plans to allow those foreign baby formula makers to keep selling here with a 3-year deadline to prove their products meet our federal nutrition labeling and manufacturing standards. The new rule allowing imports expires in January, after which companies can ask to stay on the market longer. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Supply chain challenges are impacting the Texas State Fair. Food vendors say everything is harder to come by this year and food suppliers are charging more. The Texas State Fair runs through October 23rd in Dallas. I'm Pam Puso and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.